Blog Talk Radio.
No, I wasn't. Michael Shakespeare, we're here live in the studio, and we thank and praise God for this another day. I'm happy to have Prophet Daryl with me today. Praise the Lamb of God. Daryl Saunders is with me. How you doing, Prophet?
I am fabulous.
He's fabulous today, y'all. Oh, my goodness. Better watch out if he's fabulous. My God, my God. I tell you. This man, the Lord is good. We thank and praise him for waking us up this morning and enclosing us in our right minds.
Amen.
We are here, praise God, and it is prayer for Friday. And we thank and praise God for all of our intercessors and those that I see that's already, boy, lined up in sync here. My goodness, the people are calling in today. My God, Prophet Dare, they're calling in. Oh, this 1111111111 is lit up, Prophet Daryl. That's usually the UK or Africa that calls in on that line. We're going to see what they want, but they might have to pay extra money. All right, I got you 111 who's calling.
This is Althea. Why is it 111?
I don't know. Althea is 111111111.
Oh,
7-1. You
I don't know.
Obama's line, I think. You're using Obama's
okay.
Red line.
No, that's a center station from God.
7-1s. Oh, my goodness gracious. I tell you the truth. My.
7.
Oh, my. I tell you, the Lord is something else. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. It is a wonderful day in Zion. I tell you, the Lord is good. Hey, guess what somebody inboxed me yesterday, Prophet Darrell?
What
the 1-2-4 came out in the lottery yesterday afternoon.
Oh, 1-2-4 came out in the lottery?
1-2-4.
Wow.
That afternoon, right? That was, I don't know what it was last night or not, but that afternoon, they said that in the afternoon when 1-2-4 came out. That's what they inboxed me and told me. I said, oh, my God.
Wow.
Now, the money they done played and got some money now. They owe PSMI.
They owe
some
offering
or something. Some tithing offerings.
Prophet Dale, I want you to know that your complete money, $175, has been paid in your name.
Wow.
For the sanctuary.
Blessing.
Oh, my
Amen.
God.
You are signed and delivered.
Amen.
Ooh, look at God.
All you did is open your mouth, and before you could close it, it was paid. My God. You're awesome. You're a brother, man. You're an awesome brother. I tell you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
Praise God that that is done. Hallelujah. You'll be back?
I'll be next. I'm waiting for my blessing coming.
She's going to be there, too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. 985 area code. Your mic is hot. Who's calling?
How you doing, Prophet? My name is Quentin Cross. I'm on Facebook as Q Transformation Cross.
Quentin, I just put on your post. I say, hey, brother. I know Quentin. Ain't nobody named like that. Quentin on the cross? Yes, sir.
How are you,
we
Quentin?
Know you, brother. And how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I think this is the second time I'm actually calling in. The first time I'm saying hello.
Somebody got a lot of noise in the background. What now, Quentin? You said this is about your second time calling in?
It's my second, my first time saying hello. The last time I caught the end of it. But I'm blessed, Prophet. I was glad you said, hey, you actually been in my spirit deep lately, and I've been going through some heavy things, and I just asked you all to pray for me, and I think I'm going to try to get on as often as I can just to be a
man,
part of
it. Man, I need you to hang with us, man. I need you to become a part of all that we're doing, man, because we need some men, number one. That's number one. We need some men who are flowing in the prophetic. Women are overtaking, and I'm not saying this as they're trying to, but they are responding to the mandate of God and his voice in pursuing the prophetic. And men are just, they're really dragging their feet, man, for some reason or another. And, you know, I'm a man's man. I'm a men's man, whatever however you say it. One of the two. But what I'm saying is I love men. I love to see men in position and operating in leadership and what have you, because I know that God created us first for a purpose and gave us the dominion and also spoke to us, praise the Lamb of God, concerning responsibility and accountability concerning the garden and all of that that we're supposed to do in the earth realm. And then he brought us a help meet, somebody to help us meet the mandate that God placed on us.
Yes,
and we're shifting the total responsibility to to the creation that God gave us to help do it. And I think that's a sad indictment when it comes down to slapping God in the face. And at the same time, we want all his blessings and everything. So I'm soliciting our men to rise up to the occasion, you know. And I thank God for you, and having you here with us is really a blessing, and to see you, because you flow in the prophetic, and I know that, you know. I know the mantle is on you and the anointing is on you, and I want to help bring the prophet out of you that's down on the inside of you. But that's not going to come without an attack on your person. You're going to have to be tempted and attacked in every way Jesus was in the wilderness. So know that about yourself. At least if you know it, you can brace yourself and accept what you go through. But God is molding you and positioning you, praise the Lamb of God, for a great work in the earth. And I'm proud to know you, and I thank God that he allowed you to come on our page and you know, and partner with us. I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time, so I thank God that this happened. Y'all just don't know how busy I be. I'm from one thing to another. I've been on international calls this morning and everything, as well as in prayer and preparing for, you know, this show. But Quentin Cross, QC, you the man.
Now,
you heard me publicly say that you the man. Now, I want you on here, okay?
All right, sir. I'll be in, please. I appreciate it.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Praise God. We bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Boy, what a wonderful blessing today to have Quentin. The Prophet Darrell, anything you want to say to Quentin? You hear something for him?
You know, I just want to tell him to just be encouraging to hold on. And I guarantee you won't regret of linking up with Apostle Shakespeare and yoking up with PSMI. It's a blessing in it, and I guarantee you, you hang on in here, you're going to go further. And you can't help but to go through when you go with this ministry. Any minute, I often tell people, if you're up under ministry and you don't get attacked, you need to check it out, or you need to tail and run away.
Right.
When you start getting attacked, you know you're in the right place.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just on my international call, my national call this morning with Dr. Saunders, I was telling him, praise the Lamb of God, that one of the downfalls in ministry is, and that our eyes is not open to, is that we're not developing people in the way that Christ developed his disciples. We're not discipling people. And my job in this season is to disciple prophetic people. I know my responsibility. I know my assignment, and when the prophetic people come around me, I want to disciple them. I want them to grow. I want them to be groomed, and we have some. I mean, yesterday even, I'm sure she's on the line. Matter of fact, she just chimed in, Bertha Pruitt. Bertha Pruitt been singing. I'm opening her mic now. Bertha was singing on praise teams and what have you. She's singing on our praise team too now. But she's been singing on praise teams for years, and nobody tapped into her prophetic gifting. And, you know, she come on our page and everything, man, this woman is prophesying. Bertha preached last Sunday. I'm telling you, Prophet Darrell, you would think this woman been preaching 25 years. Just, I'm telling you, just flowing in the spirit. But if no one taps into that and pull it out of you without a fear, are you going to take over something? Are you going to be better than me? I want her to be better than me. I want her to be stronger. I hope her shadow heal people. I hope God transport her over the islands and let her preach and bring her back. That's what I want. I want my children to go further. I want their arms to go. I want Prophet Darrell to preach before 50 and 100,000 people at a time. I want that. I want them to be over in Africa laying hands. And that's what I want. Hallelujah. because I know God will look at me and say, servant of God, well done. Hallelujah. That's all I want. Praise the Lamb of God. But all of this self-worship and all of that, I ain't into all of that mess. I'm sorry. I can't get into that. That don't fit me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm busy worshiping God to be worshiped. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. So that's what we're about, man of God. And if you want to grow, all you got to do is hang with us, man. You come on this show, tap in, hit one, let us know you're here. The Lord speak a word to you for somebody, man. I'm going to let you speak it because I know the gift is in you. I know it's churning. I know it's turning. And I know some things you don't understand. Inbox me. Let's talk about it and all of that kind of stuff, man, so we can get you where you need to be in God. Where you live at, Cross?
I'm in Louisiana, Thibodaux, Louisiana, close to Houma.
Close to Houma, okay. Yeah, I come to that area sometime. I was down there with Bishop Andrews.
Yeah.
Down there at Beacon Light.
Yes, sir.
In Houma. Yeah, I've been down there before, down that way. But I'm sure I'll be in Baton Rouge sometime later on this year. But this is wonderful, and the prophetic is a powerful thing in the South, especially in the Louisiana area for some reason or another. But, of course, it is camouflaged with a lot of witchcraft and stuff. But, you know, and I've always been known for that. But the Lord is taking the high side of that now in this season, and we thank and praise God for that. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I think you are on the agenda, my brother, to be one of those, hallelujah, that's going to rise up and be one of the lead prophets in your area. Praise the Lord. That is an anointing on your life. Not there's going to be. There is an anointing on your life right this day. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm proud to know you. Bertha, how you doing, girl?
I am wonderful, Prophet. How you doing, Prophet Sanders out there, Quentin?
Everybody's blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, we're going to get ready to go to prayer. Hallelujah. I see Sylvia down here hiding somewhere. Mm-hmm. I see her. Yeah, I see all those that be hiding her out. See, that now she didn't push one on her dial because I caught her. Mm-hmm. Sylvia.
Hey, Pastor, I wasn't hiding. Last night I had to get my phone was acting up. I had to get Bertha to call me so I could get on the prayer call because my buttons wasn't working to enter the code.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, y'all done had some horrific weather around there, and maybe anything could be going on down there. Praise the Lamb.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We're going to go down this list here. Althea is going to pray for us. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. She's going to lead us in prayer, if she doesn't mind. Praise the Lamb of God. Everybody going to take about 5 minutes apiece. Hallelujah. We're going to just go to praying for our people here, those that's online. Hallelujah. Those who have special prayer requests, you can call in today. Hallelujah. So your prayer request can be made known. I tell you, so many beautiful people in this world. Let's see who this is. Erico 804. Down in Virginia, who's calling today? Hello? Error code 804. All right, they didn't say nothing. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. But we're praying for you and you today. I want you to know that our God is able to do anything. I am still amazed at God, and he has not yet shown me all that he's going to do, but I am so amazed at what he has done. My God, my God, my God, and my heart and my soul loves the Lord today, people of God. And I want you to know, no matter what your situation is, your circumstance, hospitals, convalescent homes, behind prison walls, rehab, God is there already. He waiting on you right where you are. Right where you are. Hallelujah. To break out of your mold and enter into his. Fall on your knees. Extend yourself to him. Surrender to him. Praise that he'll meet you right where you are. Right where you are, he will meet you, the Lamb of God, and deliver you and set you free. Because he in the setting the captives free business, in the opening of the eyes of the blind business. Hallelujah. He's those with paralysis, he's getting the lame to walk. He's in that business, praise the Lamb of God. And he's looking your way today. Come on, Althea. Praise the Lamb of God and allow God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glorious Lord thy God. Hallelujah. As we put a praise on our lips on this day, we thank you, Jesus, for another day, Father God, a sound mind, Father God, a willing heart to lift you on high and call you King and call you Lord. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the spirit of unity that's on this line, Father God. We thank you for the spirit of obedience that's on this line, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. Glory unto you, the great I am, the sustainer, the redeemer. Hallelujah unto you, Father God, as you pour your fresh wind on us, Father God, as you use your vessels, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. We stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters, Father God, who may or may not know your name, Father God. We are calling you, Father God, on their behalf, Jesus. We ask you to pour your spirit out in the hospitals, Father God. We ask you to touch all the sick, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to put a fresh wind in their bodies, Father God. Rejuvenate them, Father God. Resuscitate them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And say, pour your oil over them, Father God. Your healing balm, Father God. Touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God. Place the spirit of Jesus Christ in their soul, Father God. That they'll call your name, God. That they'll be hungry for you, Father God. That water and food cannot quench, Father God. Only the spirit of Jesus Christ can quench the thirst, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to bless every person on this line right now, Father God, on the phone,
yes,
and on the
God.
Computers, Father God, that they'll bring their minds into atonement with you, God, that they will have the unity and the oneness of Christ, God. We cast out mind of any division, Father God, that will hinder your people from seeking your name and seeking you who you are, Father God. We ask you to continue, Jesus, to bless the people in rehab, Father God. We ask you to touch every sinew of their body, every joint, every muscle, Father God, every bone, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the meanwhile, Father God, touch their mind, Father God, that they have a sound mind, Father God. They have a oneness mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we said, bless those who have troubles in their mind, Father God. Pour over them, Father God. Talk to them, minister to them, Father God. Turn away the spirit of backbitingness, Father God, and rejection, Father God, hurt and pain, Father God. Cast out the multiple personalities out of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Just the wiles of the enemy, hallelujah.
Oh,
and it has
God.
No power over your children, Father God. No longer will they be confused. No longer they will be bound by the enemy, Father God. They are free by the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. We lift up every person that's in the prison walls on this day, God, because they are there holding, Father God. They're kept from death, Father God, because you have given them opportunity to seek you, to hear your name, called in the night when they're sleeping, Father God, the mysteries and the visions that you give them, Father God, that they may shrug over their shoulders and think it's nothing, Father God. We ask you to touch them, Father God, and let them understand it's you who's speaking to them. It's you who's giving them the visions and the dreams. It's you who's showing them what to do and what to say in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we continue to saturate, Father God, every person, Father God, man, woman, and child is in the blood of the Lamb. And as you pour your spirit over this phone line, Father God, we lift up the leader of this movement, Father God. We lift up Apostle Shakespeare, Father God. We ask to continue strengthening him, Father God. Give him the spirit of more endurance, more perseverance, Father God, to see further out, to hear even clearer, Father God. Give him even new tongues, Father God, and new strategies, Father God, more revenues of finance, Father God, more blessings, God,
yeah.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and pour over him, Father God, that it will saturate every person under his tutelage, Father God, that they will be anointing, Father God, that they will be lifted up as this man is lifted up before you, Father God, that we can turn to someone else and lift them up, Father God, and in the name of Jesus, we become fishers of men, Father God, seeking lost souls to bring you home, Father God, to bring them home to you, Father God. So we ask you for your endurance, Father God, your boldness in the name of Jesus to have your way, God. We have yielded before you, God, another day and say, have your way, Jesus. We are seeking your mercy and we are seeking your grace, not just on this line, but in this state and in this nation, God. We need you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, we need you now. Yes, we do. Thank you, Sister Althea. Praise the Lamb of God for your love and your devotion. Praise the Lamb of God and for pressing your way. Hallelujah. On the show every day, just as faithful as can be. And I thank God for you as an intercessor. My God, I tell you today, praise the Lamb of God, there's just so many different requests that come to us in the area of prayer, praise the Lamb of God, until we try our best to categorize them so that we can meet the demand of prayer, praise the Lamb of God, that is coming to us in this hour. So many people are having issues on their jobs, praise the Lamb of God. But we must understand, praise God, when God is moving, things are shifting. Things are in transition, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when the shift come, baby, you got to be flexible with God.
Yeah.
You got to be flexible and be able to move as God moves. Somebody said you have to watch that cloud. You got to watch the cloud of God. Hallelujah. That pillar of fire at night, that cloud in the daytime, you got to watch the cloud. That's in the spirit realm now. We talk it in the physical, but we are speaking in the spiritual realm. You have to watch. The only way you can watch the cloud of God is that you in concert with God. You are praying. You are meditating. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're thinking on the things of God. Hallelujah. And there's no harm in asking God, Father, what are you doing? How do I position myself? Praise the Lamb of God in this season. You don't have to just take every blow that come at you as though there's nothing you can do about it. You can't. The Lord just warned us of all the traumatic weather and everything that was coming. And this first go round, praise the Lamb of God, after he said it, he showed us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, all of it in this first go round. Everything that he said that was going to be happening practically took place. And it just amazed me how God does things like that. But at the same time, brothers and sisters, he warned us of that. He can warn you of anything. He can warn you about your job. He can warn you about what's been happening in your house. He can warn you about anything. The problem is, praise the Lamb of God, what areas do you allow God to be exposed to?
Wow.
What do you expose God to? It says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he'll do what? Direct your path. Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
It says, in all your ways, hallelujah, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Now, I just told Prophet Darrell, I just told the Lord, I said, Lord, now, you told me I was going to be moving this, that, and another, blah, 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 and all of that, blah, 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 blah. And I said, but you didn't tell me where I was going to be moving. I jumped on the Internet and went to looking at all kinds of places to relocate and this, that, and another. Lord spoke to me just as clear as day and said, don't look at no more. I already have gone before you. And the key's going to be put in your hand.
Amen.
Now, brothers, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If you acknowledge him and you listen and you're attentive to God, he'll take a lot of pressure off of you. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
A lot of the pressure that we are under is due to the fact that we're not allowing the gifts in us to work, and we're not allowing, praise the Lamb of God, our relationship with God to blossom. There is so much he will talk to you about. It will blow your mind. It will blow your mind, the things that God will talk to you about. Hallelujah. When his love is upon you. Y'all better listen to our prophet today. When his love is set upon you, when your ways please him, praise the Lamb of God, and you're in communication with God, and you're not doing it to be arrogant and prideish.
Right.
Oh, my precious. Oh, there is nothing this God that we serve won't do for his children. He loves you with an everlasting love. Oh, my goodness gracious. I tell you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. I just wish I had two people that knew that. Praise the Lamb. He loves you with lasting love. Praise God. Hallelujah. We get upset. We get disturbed. We get bent out of shape about things, and all you have to do is just calm down, talk to the Father, wait, listen, pray, and obey. And watch God work on your behalf in a way that will blow your mind, because he's that kind of God. That's the kind of God he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're going to pray some more today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me see what I got down this line. Praise God. All right. All right. Sylvia is here. Praise the Lamb of God. Did Shatwan and those get off to going to Memphis? Are they on their way? Do anybody know?
They're there now.
They made it. Praise God. We want to continue for them, that because I know they got to come right back, Lamb. So we want to keep them lifted in prayer as they're traveling. Praise God. I'm concerned about you all when you go places. Praise the Lamb. I don't want nothing to happen to my children. Oh no. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to pray for their safe travel today. Praise the Lamb of God, and in their return trip. Also, my God in heaven, we want to lift up, hallelujah, yes, God, all those that's affected by the storm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want somebody who can pray for us today to pray the eye-opening, hallelujah, anointing on people. There's so many people just need to be awakened, and their eyes need to be open to what God is doing, that they'll be able to see God today, people of God, because all of this that we're going through in our society, in our nation, catastrophic events, the deaths, all just everything, just craziness. That's all you can call it, is craziness. All of this and confusion, if nobody eyes open to see God, then it's all in vain. And we as intercessors have to pray for that. We have to pray that God enlightened, that God opened the eyes of people, praise the Lamb of God, that they may see him moving, that their hearts come to repentance. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God, that they turn from their evil ways and their wickedness and humble themselves before the mighty God, hallelujah, whom we serve. Yes, God. Yes, God. Sylvia, I want you to come and pray. Hallelujah.
Yes.
My God, my God. I want you to come and pray to the Father that he opened the eyes of his children. Praise the Lamb of God. It's Friday. This is what we do. We intercede on Friday. And we're interceding now on behalf of people that's affected by the storm. Some don't have a house no more. Some don't have a pot. Some don't have clothes. Hallelujah. Gone in mudslides. Cars and fell in the holes and everything. I'm telling you, if you just watch CNN and stuff for a little while, it'll almost depress you at what has gone on this week. This week. Hallelujah. In the last 3 or 4 days, it'll blow your mind. Hallelujah. At the destruction down in Arkansas and Alabama and Mississippi, Georgia, the flooding, Florida, Philadelphia. Oh, my God. All the way to the Carolinas, all the way over, praise the Lamb of God. My goodness gracious. Almost to Illinois, the hand of God has stretched. Come on, daughter. Pray for
Hallelujah,
us now.
Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, pray for Father. Us. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us, God. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us, God. Thank you, Lord, for saving us, oh, God, that we may stand in the gap, oh, God, on behalf of your people, oh, God, that we may cry loud, oh, God. God, that we may show your glory, oh, God. Oh, God, we just ask, Lord, that you would soften the hearts of your people, oh, God. For, Father,
my
you said in your
God.
Word, God, that it's your desire, God, that no man shall perish, God. So, Father, tenderize their hearts, oh, God. Open up their minds, oh, God, and let understanding, oh, God. Let them understand, Lord, that you're still God. Oh, God, that you sit high and look low, oh, God. And, Father, let them know, Lord, that there is no other way but your way, oh, God. So, Father, just move on their behalf, oh, God, even in the midst of the destruction, God, even in the midst of what's going on, oh, God, in their lost, oh, God. Oh, God, let them know, God, that you rule and reign forever, God. Let them know, Lord, that if they would call out to you, God, that you would hear, oh, God, and that you would answer, oh, God. Oh, God, begin, God, to reveal yourself to them, God. Oh, God, begin to show forth your love, oh, God. Oh, God, begin, God, to pull them out of those dark places, oh, God, out of the hand of the enemy, oh, God. Oh, Father, let them come in, oh, God, this time, oh, God. Oh, God, begin to prick their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, where they begin, God, to seek you, oh, God. Oh, God, where they begin to have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, Lord. No longer, Lord, will they be able to do the things they used to do, God. No longer, Lord, will they look to their money, oh, God. No longer will they look to see what their hands have built, God. No longer, Lord, will they look to man, oh, God. But God will begin to look to you, Lord, the God of God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, God. There is no other God. Oh, God, let them humble themselves, God, before you, oh, Lord, and seek your face, God, while it's still day, oh, God. Glory to your name, God. Draw them out, oh, God. Let them come out, God. Oh, God, bring them out, God, even if you have to bring them out in force, oh, God. Oh, God, cover them, oh, God, with the blood of Jesus, oh, God. Let them know, God, God, that if you call them, oh, God, you have a desire to use them, oh, God. There's still room at the cross for them, God. There's still room for you to serve them, oh, God, for them to serve you, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, that homes, oh, God, even though you tear down, God, you're still in the business of rebuilding, oh, God. So, Father, we stand, oh, God, and we watch and pray, oh, God, on behalf of the land, oh, God, on behalf of your children, oh, God. Oh, God, that this time, God, their eyes will be open, oh, God. No longer will destruction have to hit the land, oh, God, to pierce their hearts, God, to remind them, God, that you're still God. There is no other way, God. So, Father, we thank you right now for souls that's coming into the kingdom, oh, God. Open their blinded eyes, oh, God. Every deception of the enemy, oh, God. Oh, God, let truth come forth, oh, God. And disperse that, oh, God. Because truth shall prevail, oh, God. You said, Father, when you were lifted up, God, that you would draw all men unto you, Lord. So, Father, draw them by your Spirit, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for making the way, God. Thank you, Lord, for not giving up on us, God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you even in this, God. We lift up our hands to you and say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for another chance, God. Because, Father, you could have took them out, God. But let them see, Lord, that you allowed them another chance, God. Another day, oh, God. So, Father, we give you the glory, God. Oh, God,
glory
to your face, oh, God. Glory to you. name, God. Let revival hit America, oh God. Let us go back, oh God. Oh God, to looking to you, oh God. Looking to your ways, oh God. No longer looking to the ways of man, oh Lord. No longer looking to what our hands have built, oh God. No longer looking to the economy, oh God, to the government, God. But to you alone, oh God. For you hold this world in your hands, oh God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. They have hope, oh God. Open their eyes, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Show forth your love in your people, oh God. Oh God, that your saints, oh Lord, will love them, oh God. That they'll be ministered to, oh God. Oh God, that they'll be provided for, Lord. Every need, oh God, comes from your hand, God. The sun, oh God, and the moon, oh God, the water, God, everything in creation, God, comes from you, God. So, Father, we give you the glory, and we honor your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Bless your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Sylvia. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know, another area that we talk in a lot and that we pray for a lot that we're going to lift up again today is the pastors, the fivefold ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't want everyone or anyone to think that because you ran into one person that is not on point with God, that that spoils the whole basket of what prophet, pastors, intercessors, whatever it is. We have wolves in sheep's clothing that Jesus warned us of that would be amongst us. We have tare with the wheat. Hallelujah. And we have, what is that that Mary preached about, the purple weed? Oh, my God, it's a beautiful weed, purple something weed. Hallelujah. That beautiful weed, but it's really there to choke out all of the plant life that it may live by itself. It's a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous thing, praise the Lamb of God, to allow yourself to be duped by the enemy to think that everyone is wrong and everyone is bad and all preachers are out to pimp and rob and mistreat. It's dangerous to think that way. God always has a remnant. God always has somebody, praise the Lamb of God, who's sincere in their heart about doing the work, about the ministry. And these are people, praise the Lamb of God, who are not worried about titles. Hallelujah. They're not worried about, praise the Lamb of God, what people think of them and what they say about them. They're just doing God's will, praise the Lamb of God, and nothing will turn them back. Nothing. Smallness won't turn them back, neither greatness. Hallelujah. No matter how small they shrink down to, they will continue to minister and preach and do what God has called them to do. And no matter how great they become, no matter how much money, whatever, they continue to do what God has called them to do. It's the proof is in the pudding. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The proof is in the pudding. All you have to do is watch the fruit. The Bible tells us, praise the Lamb of God, that the tree is known by the fruit it bears. Hello, somebody. The tree is known by the fruit it bears. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when you see dedication, commitment, praise the Lamb of God, day in and day out, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. You have to consider that over against what somebody has done. I'm saying that because there's so many are people who have been wounded by ministers. There's so many people who have been hurt by pastors. There are so many people who are falling by the wayside, hallelujah, because of their shepherd. And I want to say this to you today, praise the Lamb of God. He's in God's hand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And you need to pray for him because it's a dangerous thing to scatter the flock of God. It's a dangerous thing. Woe unto him that scattereth my flock. That's what the Lord says. And woe means damned everywhere you read it. So we must be careful, people of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. How we handle the people of God, and we must be careful, praise the people of God, how we handle the shepherds of God. For God loves both. Praise the Lamb of God. He loved the faithful shepherd, but he also loved his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt. Hallelujah.
Yes, Father.
My God, this fivefold assignment is for you, dear. Praise the Lamb of God. Come and pray and lead us to that place in God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Lead us in that place, to that place. Hallelujah. Concerning our leadership. Hallelujah. Come on, daughter. Pray for us now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father,
yes.
God, in the name of Jesus,
Thank you, God.
Lifting up your fivefold ministry, Lord Jesus. God, you said in your word that you have given us pastors after your own heart. Not only have you given us pastors after your own heart, Lord God, but you gave them a charge, Lord, to preach your word in season and out of season, to rebuke and exhort, O God. God, we thank you for every fivefold ministry leader that have not compromised your word. We thank you for every leader, oh God, that have not bowed down to Baal. God, we ask you now to wrap them in your arms,
Lord,
and to father them, oh God. Love on them, oh God. God, they are human just like we are. God, they suffer the same pains and hurts that we do. God, they suffer loss. They suffer, oh God, long suffering as we do. But God, we know that you're able to sustain them, oh God. God, we ask you now to continue to give them a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, and a word of understanding, and a word of revelation. Oh God, we ask you now to let the word of God continue to dwell in them richly. God, we ask you now to let wealth and riches be in their homes. God, we ask you now to cover them in your blood. Watch their minds, their eyes, their hearts, oh God, in your blood, that they'll see what you would have them to see. God, cover their ears in your blood, that they only hear your voice and the strangers that will not follow. Strengthen them, oh God, on every hand. God, send them intercessors to bear them up, oh God, to stand in the gap and to war on their behalf, oh God. God, leave them out there in the ship alone. But God, send someone to hold up their arms when they get weak and weary, oh God, that they won't falter, oh God, but they'll stand strong on your word. God, we thank you that they walk in the spirit of excellence and integrity, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that they're walking in the image of you, that the glory and light of you reflects and shines through them. God, we thank you that they're living the lives that they preach and teach about. God, we thank you for those that have not turned, oh God. We thank you and we give you glory, Lord. Continue to be with them, oh God, and their families. Oh God, whatever the situation is, whether it be a healing, oh God, to heal their minds and their bodies, oh God. If they're wounded, oh God, wash it in your blood. For God, you said in your word that you came to mend the brokenhearted, heal the wounded, and to set the captives free. God, let them be on the right path, and let them not detour or lose their focus, oh God, but let them stand strong in you, oh God. God, let their testimonies be as fall. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith, and I finished the course. Oh God, whatever the situation is, whatever the problem is, oh God, stand by you, oh God. You said in your word, God, that you would never leave us or forsake us. God, you already present with them, oh God. God, let them not falter. Oh God, stand on the wall, oh God. Be the
Hallelujah.
That you have called them to Jesus. We give you glory, oh God. Let your past not come back to haunt you. Wash the residue away in your blood. Let them come forth after the moment. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let the people not look at their lives, but oh God, let them see you, the image of your glory. Upload them, oh God, and we give you the glory. We give you the honor, and we give you all the praise, because we know it's done. We know they're part of your remnant. Oh, God, we know they're going to stand strong. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you the glory, God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen,
amen.
Goodness gracious.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Restore,
hallelujah.
Oh God, new fire,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes, God. Refresh
Jesus.
Pastors. Refresh them, God.
Yes,
the refreshing rain come upon them.
Ah,
God, that man of God that's wore out, that woman of God that didn't gave her last, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Ah, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look today, Father. Look today.
Oh,
look today, God, on your servant. Look today, Father, at the unappreciated. Look today at the uncelebrated. Look today at the unhonored, God. Look at the hearts that's wounded. Hallelujah. Look at those that have fallen by the wayside. Draw them under you. Woo them with your love afresh. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's with the lift revitalization, Father. Hallelujah. New zest, new vitality, new strength and energy to the servants, oh God. Oh, God. Those, oh God, who burn midnight oil, oh God. Those that study in your word, God. Hallelujah. Look today, Father. Those of God in themselves, Father, to live better for you. Those, oh God, to see in your blood on their own issues, that they may walk in integrity, Father. Look today, Father. Look on your shepherds, God. Look on the men and women that rule over your people. Oh, God, today. Oh, God, peace in the heart. Oh, God, snatch that alcohol out of his hand. Get the drugs out of that hand. Bullshit out of my stomach. Hey, God. You're God today. You're God today, oh, God. Get the pills out of their hands, oh, God. Let them trust in you, Father. Let them trust you today, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father. Desires them like weak, God. Satan
is
still after you. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, God. We speak strength to the men and women of God to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Power of his might.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. There fear not their faith. Set your face as a flint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not face. Not what men can do unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we command grace.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Shepherd. Command grace. In Jesus' name, God. Yes. Oh, God. Yes, God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Provision, oh God. Provision, oh God. Provision, Jehovah Jireh. Honorable Hoshaya. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Don't let him lose his building, oh, God. Look to me, oh, God. Don't let him lose it, oh, God. Make the banks renegotiate. Don't let him lose it, oh, God. Give him the rent money, oh, God. Show him where is that, Father. Under the ram in the thicket, oh, God. Under the bullshit in the level.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus. Touch today, oh, God. Show compassion today, oh, God. Don't let them lose the house. Don't let them lose the house, God. Oh, God, today. Don't lose their cars today, oh, God. Look on your shepherds today. Look on the men and women, oh God. And let arrogance be broken. Let pride, oh God, broken. We break the back of it by your anointing. Jesus' mighty name. Let humility, spirit of it, come over them, oh God. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, let them walk in holiness. Holiness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your God is Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Your people need. Your sons and daughters. Your servants.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My.
Pour your spirit over.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
We bless you today. We bless you today.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think my granddaughter is. Erico 331.
Good morning, Prophet. This is Sandra. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good to have
Hallelujah,
you here. Hallelujah, praise the
Hallelujah,
Lamb.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I have a prayer request, Prophet. I don't know if it has made national news or not, or even if you all have heard, but we have had, within the past 2 or 3 days, we've had a murder with 2 14-year-old girls. One 14-year-old girl shot and killed what used to be one of her best friends, and they got to argue on Facebook over a boy, and that argument escalated into a murder. And what really hurt my heart was not so much the fact that one 14-year-old killed another one, but the fact that grown people encouraged this young lady to go out and to do just that. Her uncle gave her the gun to do it, and her aunt was her cheering section when the girl went out and met up with this young girl to kill her. The gun jammed when the little girl tried to shoot at her former friend and 4 other girls, and she handed this gun back to her uncle, who then took the safety off the gun and gave it back to the young lady, and she shot her friend in the back, and they died. Yesterday they had a prayer vigil to remember the young lady that was murdered, and my heart reached out. There were 2 lives lost that day, and we also need a prayer vigil for the young lady that went to jail, because truly now her life is gone, the life that she could have had. The life that she should have had is gone Jesus. Now, because now she's going to prison for the rest of her life.
My God.
So I'm asking for prayer for this both families. that we will wake up and realize that, you know, these are not just your children. These are not just my children. These are our children. And we need to go back to the days of not granny or grandma or big mom. No, we need to go back to the days of Madea. Well, Madea taught us how to not just respect others, but to respect ourselves.
Jesus.
Mm. My God.
Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God.
Well, I tell you what. Hallelujah. You are here with us, and you have brought this to our attention. Praise the Lamb of God. What? We're going to let you do the praying right now. Lead us in prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, lead us in prayer, daughter, right now. And these young people. Hallelujah. Come on, lift them up,
Father God. Father God, Father God.
In Jesus.
We call upon your holy name today, oh God.
God,
yes.
Jesus.
God, we call upon Elohim today, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, we call upon you today, El Shaddai, the mighty God, the one creator of heaven and earth, Father God. Lord God, we call upon the blood of Jesus, Father God, to cover and to protect our youth, Father God. For the enemy is out after our seed, Father God, and not just the seed, Father God, but also after the seed carrier, Father God. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, touch the hearts of our young people, Father God, for they're bold right now, Father God, and they're bold for the enemies, Father God, and we cry out to you, Father God, that you will call them forth, Father God, that they will have a boldness for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we ask you right now, Father God, to watch over them, Father God, to protect them and to shield them, Father God. Lord God, for they know not or understand, Father God, who you are, Father God. Lord God, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to arrest them right now, Father God, no matter where they are at this specific time and place. In time, Father God, for we know that there's no time with you, Father God, and there's nothing that is too hard for you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we lift them up, Father God. Father God, let us continue to look on their faults, Father God. But, Father God, let's call out to their future, Father God. Let's call them out into their place of destiny, Father God, that you would have them to be, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let us not allow the enemy to sacrifice our children no more, Father God, for his plan and purpose, Father God. But we call them into your specific plan and purpose for the earth realm, Father God. For we know that you have placed a destiny deep down inside of them, Father God. And we call it forth in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, your word decrees and declares, Father God, to touch not mine anointed and to do my prophets no harm, God. For we call your prophets to come forth in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We call your watchmen to come forth, Father God, and to lift up these children, Father God, that you have entrusted us with, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord
my God. My God, my God.
We have to bind up every form and spirit of fear, Father God, that would keep us and prevent us, Lord God, from calling our children into the place where you would have them to be, Father God. Be it not if they were blood or not, Father God, you have entrusted us with these people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, and we ask you to put that burning desire deep down on the inside of us, Father God, that we can reach out to our children today, oh God. Father God, binding up every form of disrespect, Father God.
Binding
up every form, Father God, of dishonor, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, we bind up every form of evil right now, Father God, for we bind that to your namesake, Father God. We bind them to the will of God in the name of Jesus, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we ask you to have your way right now, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Have your way right now today, oh God. Father God, whatever it is, Father God, that is what takes to bring them to the place of repentance, Father God. For we bind up the hand of God today, but we ask you to loose your hand upon their lives today, Father God. And we only ask you to just have mercy, Father God, that we have to bring them that close to death, Father God, to get their attention, Father God. Your will be done today in their lives, oh God. Father God, and we just thank you and praise you right now, Father God. We thank you and praise you for the blood of Jesus that he shed on the cross for our children. Oh, we praise you, Father God. We bind them to the blood of Jesus. We bind them to the blood of Christ right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And we call them out. We call out the youth ministers. We call out the youth pastors. We call forth the worshipers today, oh God, for you place the destiny deep inside of them, Father God. And we call it to come forth in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for the work that you're doing deep inside of them, Father God. And we ask now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will open their eyes and let them realize and understand, Father God, that if they take a life, they cannot give it back, Father God. And we ask you to touch their hearts and minds right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will seek out the truth. Father God,
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, Jesus, Father God,
in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Father
God,
fill this word over our youth today, Father God, and we thank you and praise you when we call it done, in Jesus'
name. Your blood, Jesus,
thank you,
your
Lord.
Blood, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your blood, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your blood, your blood, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your precious
my
blood,
God,
Jesus.
My God.
Thank you.
And we want to know why. We ask the question, why?
All these events
and things that's going on. People of God, I want you to hear something very, very clear today. Let me share this with you just a couple of minutes as Sandra has brought us such a vivid and colorful presentation concerning this homicide that has taken place and has made national news. But I want you to know that in the dawn of creation, when Cain killed Abel, God rose from his throne to find Cain.
Yes, he did.
Asked, where is your brother?
Yes, he did.
For his blood crieth to me from the earth.
Yes, God.
Now, in Leviticus, the word of God says, the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hello, light bulbs. And by the blood of Christ, are we saved. By the life of his blood, that's in his blood, are we saved. I want you to see the power of the blood, and I want you to see the importance of the blood and the significance of the blood, that God will avenge spilled blood. And all of this nonsensical killing that's going on in America, let me tell you something, people of God. More men, young men, young women, children have been killed in America on his streets than have died in war.
Yes, Lord.
Than have died in the army.
Yes, Lord.
In declared war.
Jesus.
Jesus.
God is not pleased.
Jesus.
God is not.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Fidel, I was trying to put you in, but you dropped again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God. Yeah. I'm telling you, God is not pleased when this type of action takes place and there are grown people instigating and causing these young people to do things that they know is not right. Now, you hear the prophet today, a lot of what we're going to see in destruction that is going to kill people is God's way of saying, I am not happy about it. If God is saying, if you want to see some bloodshed And you want to see somebody? I can show you some.
Jesus.
If you don't care, and the police and stuff is taking these files now and looking at them, closing them and throwing them in the drawer.
Jesus.
They don't even care about getting justice done no more.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a mess.
Oh, Jesus.
When law enforcement say good, they did us a favor, got some more garbage off the street. When life is valued lower than a dollar.
Mercy, Lord.
God is not pleased, people of God.
Oh, my
glory. And I'm just to tell you, all of this bloodshed, all this, I'm just here to tell you, it's going to be, as Grandma used to say, it's going to be hell to pay.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Be hell to pay. Now,
glory,
God took time out for one, Cain and Abel, he took time out for one.
Hallelujah.
Just, all right, praise the Lamb of God. You just
hallelujah,
watch.
Hallelujah.
You just watch, and
glory
then what we're going to be sitting up and saying is, I don't believe God is doing this. Okay, watch him.
Glory.
Just watch him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Watch.
Jesus.
Now, you're saying God has his way of stopping stuff. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. God has his own way, his own method, and his own process of how he turns things around. Because there's more than the victims that's involved.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Message to the White House and all the way to your house and everybody in between. Now, how he wants to do that, it's his choosing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, as a prophet of God, get ready.
Yes, Lord.
Get ready.
Yes,
for
Lord.
For a move of God, there's going to be a destructive path. And I'm not talking
hallelujah.
About houses. I'm talking about
Jesus.
People.
Jesus. Glory to God.
I'm talking about people.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hey, Bob.
Glory.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Just watch.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Watch God.
Thank you, Lord.
Almighty
my God.
God. Almighty God.
He's not pleased.
Jesus.
He's not pleased.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Please.
No, he's not.
And children are killing children, and folk are standing
Jesus.
Back. The gate. He's not pleased.
No, Lord.
No, he's not.
Hallelujah.
You know,
he ain't
Papa,
pleased
and,
with that.
And this young lady, I don't even think she is even understanding the ramifications of her actions, because when she went to court for her arraignment, she posed for a picture as though it was the hippest, coolest thing she's ever done, because she posed with her tongue hanging out of her mouth. And she stuck up her middle finger.
Oh, wow.
So I don't even think she understands the ramification of her
action. But that's what we're breeding now. Little Jesse James, John Dillinger's, and Bonnie and Clyde's, and Jezebel's and Jezahel's. That's what we're raising now.
Right.
That's what's coming up now.
Amen, amen.
Children who cussing their parents out. That's what's coming up now. That's cussing out their grandmothers.
Have mercy, God.
And violence is in the house.
Yes,
all this kind of
Jesus.
Stuff. Violence
Jesus.
Is in our. Hallelujah.
Woo! Have mercy,
boy,
God.
Oh,
have
boy.
Mercy, God.
Just watch. Just watch, God.
Mercy, Lord.
Those are generations, you God.
Have mercy, Lord.
Yes.
Those are generations.
Have mercy, God.
And do not
have
go.
Mercy, have mercy,
neither
God.
The ways of God.
No.
Neither
Jesus.
The things the Lord had done.
Jesus.
Hell has risen a generation
glory.
That know not the Lord.
Oh God.
Neither the things that God has.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulb.
Jesus.
Must make himself
Jesus.
Known.
Jesus.
To another generation. And it's our fault. Hello, light
yes.
bulb.
Yes, it is.
We have failed to teach. We have failed to witness.
Jesus.
Glory.
We've been duped by Catholicism to run behind the walls of the church.
Oh, Jesus.
Service and worship.
Forgive us, Lord.
Go out and witness.
Forgive us, Lord.
We say we're rich and we're poor.
We
have need of nothing and we're naked. We say we have a vision and we're blind.
Hallelujah.
God has spoken and he has said nothing.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
God ain't happy about it.
Yes.
Jesus.
Everybody's crying peace. In a time of destruction.
Yes.
Yay! It's going right there. Yes. Oh, Jesus.
Hello, light bulb. But I'm standing on my watch.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I will hear what God will say.
Jesus.
And I will speak what God is saying.
Thank you.
I don't care who don't like me. And they can call me a prophet or anything they want to.
Jesus.
But I promise you this.
Jesus.
That God will avenge every drop of blood.
Yes, God.
Yes, he will.
Innocent.
Yes, he will. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Jesus.
That ain't the only kind of death, people of God, that God is all of this laboratory stuff and the stuff they then infected our foods with to make money. God sees all of all this cancer that created. God sees all of it. God sees all of it. Food ain't fitting to eat no more. They okay anything that's going to bring a dollar.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Stuff in your game and name it.
God's word is
some
true,
man-made
Lord.
Go
you,
serve something that is natural.
Right.
Jesus.
Without it having
Jesus.
An effect natural in the long run.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
That's
Jesus
common
truth,
sense.
Truth. Hallelujah.
You're
going to
put something synthetic in something natural.
Right.
And expect Jesus. Natural.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hold on.
You go.
Almighty God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
The Lord says, sure as I live, vengeance is mine.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I speak as this prophet now. Sure,
hallelujah.
I live, says the Lord.
Jesus.
Vengeance is, and I will repay.
Said.
Yes,
that's
God.
What he said. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hide on, King Jesus, with your war
thank
clothes
you,
on. Come on, God. Hallelujah.
Woo, Jesus, he's alive. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, yes, God, to men cry out, to men wail, hallelujah,
Jesus.
To that be gashing of teeth. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Holy
name. Thank you, God.
Bless your holy name.
Jesus, God.
Oh,
my
God.
God. Bless your holy
hallelujah.
Name. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Oh,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Boy, oh, boy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. I'm telling you today, we're going to see, God willing to let us live. Boy, we're going to see some terrible things. You're going to say, Lord, have mercy.
Yes,
all you're going to be able to say is, Lord, have mercy. Lord,
have mercy. Have mercy, Lord.
Yes. Come into a neighborhood near you, I promise.
Yes, 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 Father.
Hallelujah. It's coming to a
Lord,
city near you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy, God. Stretch forth your hand of mercy.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Boy, oh boy,
oh
boy.
Jesus.
We just won't learn. We just will not take the knock on the door. We just won't take it. We will not take the notice. We will not listen. So God said, okay. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, he's coming. Yes, Father.
Yes, Lord, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Praise your name,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
My
Lord.
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hear ye the word of the Lord now.
Ooh.
Hear ye.
Yes, God.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Oh, Jesus.
Thus says the Lord.
Ooh,
tell my
Jesus.
People to brace themselves.
Yes,
for this second go-round.
Oh,
I'm about to cross the country again.
Yes,
Jesus,
merciful God.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God Almighty.
People to brace.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm about to come across the country again.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Ain't finished.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
My God, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus. Jesus.
God said, but not one of you will be harmed.
Thank you, Jesus.
God said, tell them, but not one of them will be harmed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you for your blood covering over. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your love.
Yes.
Thank you
for remembering us, God. We're undeserving, but thank you for remembering even us. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh,
God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes,
my God.
God.
My God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory to you. Yes, Lord, that the death angel may be.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Have your way, Father God.
Father, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Have mercy on them, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah. I pray the Holy in your name, Jesus.
Jehovah El Shaddai.
Yes.
You're going to see the hand of the Almighty God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Now, I want you to know that God revealed himself to Moses as.
Yes.
Jesus.
When he sent them to Egypt.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shaddai. the Almighty.
Almighty God.
Yes, oh God.
Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Rested one.
Yeah.
I am.
Jesus.
I am. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Mercy on the people. Mercy on the
land.
Mercy.
Man,
oh,
is,
my God.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
for
you,
your
Lord.
Blood covering.
Thank you
for
your blood, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
God.
All of this, you should know by now that he know your name and your address.
Yes.
So whatever else,
thank you, Lord.
People
thank
of God.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. If God got you covered in all of this he doing, and your house is not floating down the street, your bed is drowned on fire, sliding down in a mud hole, your car ain't in a sinkhole.
Jesus.
Just seem like you would know now that God know your address.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That he knows
thank
your
you,
name
Lord.
And that his
thank
hand
you,
is
Lord.
Up. Then why
yes,
are you
Jesus.
Worried about things?
Lord, we love you. We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Rest.
Amen. You're right.
Lord Jesus.
Rest in the Lord.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
In the Lord, and don't let you become your own enemy by worrying
yes.
about
yes,
what
Lord.
God has already handled in your life.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It's handled.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord
Jesus. Thank
I said
you,
it's handled.
Yes,
it's
God.
Handled.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
stuff on your job
yes,
is handled.
Jesus.
That's handled.
Jesus.
Lamb of
thank
God.
You, God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
just
God.
Be at peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
My
yes,
God,
Lord.
My God.
Yes,
does
Lord.
Nothing Lord has already spoken. That we're
thank
covered in his
word.
Blood.
Yes.
Now, if you don't trust God, don't trust him. But after me, I will lay down in peace.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord.
As for
love
me,
thank you, Jesus.
I will dwell in safety. My doctor's
yes.
office is going to put on this song, and then I'll be right back.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God.
Here I am. Hallelujah.
My God, we're back. Praise the Lamb of God, and we thank and praise God. You and you still being here, thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful, wonderful show that we're having here today. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just wonderful to be able to discuss and look at and hear the warning of God as he blesses us, people of God, to be in a position like this. Who would have ever known when we orchestrated this show and brought this show into play that it would serve this purpose, that we could come together and really receive prophetic word on a national level, that God was going to be speaking to us like this, warning us, preparing us for what he about to do. People of God, Jesus, if you never knew you were blessed, you ought to know it today.
Amen.
Nobody who has been on our page can deny that the prophecies that God has spoken concerning the weather and what he was going to do and how he was going to do it did not come to pass already, really, in one day almost.
Yes,
he just went, my God, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, people of God, it blew my mind to just watch God do, just take the steps that he did. My God. And people of God, listen. They already have the records for heat has already been broken. This is the 1st of May, and heat index records have been broken already.
My God.
Y'all listening to me? Are y'all listening to me?
Hallelujah.
The heat indexes in places such as Oakland, California, and places like that have already been broken. But they have not seen record heat like in 50 years and 80 years and all of that kind of stuff.
Oh, God.
It's not just 1 or 2 degrees over. It's 20 and 30 degrees higher than it's supposed to be. God told us the winter.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
This is going to be a hot summer.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Don't. You just keep sitting up playing games with yourself. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. And I told all of you, get your air conditioners checked.
Yes, you did. All right. Yes, you did.
So when you be posted on the page, I'm on the side of the road, my car didn't overheat, the hose bust, it's too hot, because you didn't get your stuff taken care of.
Yes, sir.
He warns you to prepare.
Yes, he does.
He warns you to prepare.
Yes, he does.
All right. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Okay. Sylvia, your mic back on. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, I just want my people, because I love you all so much. Whew.
Yes,
my
Lord
God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God. My God. I know sometimes I'm overzealous or whatever you want to call me, but I care. And I really think that if somebody tell you the bridge is out, that you should have enough to go another way. You ain't got to go look to see if it's out.
That's right. Enough sense. Common
sense. Amen.
You can wait until the lines are wrapped around the corner and you sitting in the heat all day waiting on to get your car service, or you can go now to get your car service for the summer while ain't nobody doing it.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
You're a prophetic person. Look ahead.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Look ahead and plan ahead. And plan.
That's why
ahead.
He wants it. That's why
Hallelujah.
He wants it. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
Brother Cross?
Yes, sir.
I thought you were saying something there, sir.
No, I was just agreeing. I was just agreeing with what you just said. I'm here. Still here.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Prophets and prophetesses, your mics are open if the Lord is speaking. I don't know what happened to Prophet Darrell. I don't know. Prophet Darrell just went on vacation on me. Okay. Well, he might have asked you. He's a busy fella, too. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Prophet,
the Prophet, Lord is speaking.
Yes, he is. Prophet Shakespeare, the Lord, when Q Cross came on and you were ministering to him, Q, the Lord says that he wants you to get into his word more, get into prayer more, seek him early. Because his prophet ministered to you and told you that there is an anointing on your life. God says to stir up the gifts. How you stir up those gifts is you got to get into his word. You got to find that time for just him and him only. Shut yourself away. Stir up what God has in you. There's an urgency on it. Because as Papa said, there are men that you have got to pull into the kingdom, disciple, for the work of God. Go forth, God says. Go forth. Get up under the covering. Go through the process. Learn how to go through the process, because God has a mighty work for you to do, says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Was that,
praise Hallelujah. God is
Hallelujah.
Awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. I am so happy. Praise God. People of God, don't forget our refreshing. I mean, got carried away here. Our refreshing revival. Praise the Lamb of God is really going to kick off Mother's Day at 3 o'clock. Praise the Lamb of God. Our daughter, Sylvia, is coming in. Oh, my goodness. Bertha, I mean, get the troops and all of them to come over. Praise the Lamb of God, because she's going to be speaking for us on Mother's Day. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah, at 3 o'clock. Yeah, Sylvia's going to be speaking. Praise the Aiken.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, on Mother's Day. And then we want to make sure, praise God. Oh, my goodness, boy, oh, boy, I want to do that. I want everybody to bring pictures of their mother. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to pray for the mothers. Oh, yes, indeed. Mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, we want the pictures at the altar on next Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God for Mother's Day. Yes, God, I always give out roses to all of the mothers that come to the church. Praise the Lamb of God on Mother's Day. That's just something I do. Hallelujah, because I want to make sure somebody told them they love them and salute them for, hallelujah, being mothers, because that's a hard job. Praise God. It's a hard job, and I salute any woman, praise the Lamb, who can raise not 5 or 10 kids, but one. Hallelujah.
Yes, folks.
The one is a handful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So
Jesus.
I thank God for mothers, and we want to make that a high and holy service second Sunday. Hallelujah. This Sunday is our royal Sunday. We will be serving the Lord's Supper, praise the Lamb of God, communion, and fellowshipping one with another on this Sunday. I think we have a baby dedication this Sunday also. Praise God. I think so. It's going to be this Sunday or Mother's Day. We're going to have a baby dedication, praise God. Again, we just had one. The church is growing, and we thank God. Hallelujah. Members are coming back. Their eyes are opening to truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Our little church is addictive. You stand there long enough, it's going to be hard for you to find a church home. I promise you. Hallelujah, boy. And the presence of the Lord in our worship is just so strong. The presence of the Lord. Praise. I thought Bertha was going to say amen to that, but I guess she'd be on a high by her sometime. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Boy,
amen.
You,
amen, prophet.
Our worship is so intense. And it's freedom.
Yes,
it's
it
a
does.
Worship.
Yes, it does.
We don't have all that organized. We are free in our worship. If you want to come up to the altar,
yes,
and
Jesus,
lay out prostrate, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Freedom reigns in that place. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
it does. Yes, it does.
We just, and there ain't a whole lot of religiosity and all of that kind of stuff. We don't do all
no,
of that.
No, it's
at
not.
The, it's very, very laid back, and we just gone and let
Lord
the Lord
Jesus
do and say what he's going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And he meets us there. I have never been with truth, and the Lord did not manifest himself some kind of way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
We're a five-star church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we are five. And thank
amen
you, Jesus. God, for that. All right, so that I wanted to mention that refreshing revival. Come and be refreshed. Oh, my God, Prophet Daryl Saunders is going to be with us. He's coming up out of Chicago, Indianapolis. Pastor Gail Johnson is coming up. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to be there with the mantle. Praise the Lamb. Yes, I'm going to be there with the mantle Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. The mantle will be in the
yes
house. Praise the Lamb.
That's
y'all
God
better get ready. Y'all better. I'm telling you, I ain't playing with you. Praise the Lamb of
Jesus
God. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time together. And then during the day, we're going to fellowship. And I'm going to spend time with my sons and daughters, speaking
yeah
into their lives, breaking bread with
mm-hmm
them, things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, some wonderful fellowship. Praise God. So that we can all get together and know each other better as God unite us even greater. I wish I could transport Q up here from Virginia and Ann and them down in California and my goddaughter out of Albuquerque and just, oh, my goodness, so many children all in Buffalo and everywhere and Indiana, Wisconsin. I've been, see, now I got to call every name, George, Africa, the UK, everywhere. Just bring them all in. Pontiac, bring them all in. Hallelujah, to come and enjoy this wonderful time that we're going to have together in revival. Pray for Angel and my children there in Chicago. Saying goodbye to their uncle, and you know, so just pray for them that they have a safe return to us. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah. I decided I was not going. I was going to stay home and rest. I've been very, very fatigued here lately, so I've been resting. That's why I went on the page last night. Hallelujah. I hear God tell me to rest too. Don't you think I don't? Praise
yeah
the Lord.
Amen, amen.
And I rested too. I bet you I did. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
I have
Prophet,
to get my rest.
I have the Lord, as you were speaking, I heard the Lord speak to me, and I have to give this prophetic word if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord was saying, as you were speaking concerning our houses, God, I heard the Lord said that all that was in our household, God said that he would protect. And he said he's not just speaking of our biological family. As we would lift up people's names in prayer before the Lord comes and visits our city, that we would lift up these names in prayer, God, that these people would be in our house. He would protect them as well as our own family.
Amen. Amen. He had spoke that once before. I take that as a confirming word. Yes, Lord. My God, we take that as a confirming word because the Lord has spoken that before, and we praise God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we serve.
Yes,
God. Hallelujah. Oh, God is just wonderful today. You know, when you really consider how good God really is to us, it is just mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing, good God to us. Praise the Lamb. Most of the stuff we worry about never materializes, no way. It never comes.
That's right.
Just be worried, worry. It never happens. What we really think, well, things we worry about never happen. It never happens. Praise God. God always make a way out of no way. He always do something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He always put on the table. He just, that's just the way God is. And I guess he's trying to get us to really know him, to relax.
Yeah.
But I love resting in the rest of God.
Yes, Lord.
They get that one tomorrow. Resting
like
in the rest. Hallelujah. My goodness. What a wonderful God we serve. Don't forget our books are there for those of you who want to order. And some of you still ain't just, I don't believe you call me pastor, prophet, apostle, my prophet, and all of that, and you will not read this book. You will not order this little book, Praise the Lamb of God, entitled Fall on Your Knees. People of God, you need to invest in your own ministry and get that book, Praise the Lamb of God. It is awesome. Hallelujah, and you're going to enjoy that read. It's a good read. It's broken down for you so you can really, really enjoy yourself. Oh, my goodness. I just wish to God, hallelujah, that our people would just come on and be supportive, Praise the Lamb of God, of the ministry. Those of you who want support, say, Pastor, I cannot profit. I cannot come to the revival, but I'm going to the website, and I'm going to make a donation to help support and undergird the revival, the refreshing revival. Do that for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, do that for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Every little bit helps. So don't think your donation, your small donation, is too small. Praise the Lamb of God. All helps us to reach the goals in the things that we are trying to do and attempting to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're doing it for the Master. Hallelujah. We're doing it for the Lord Jesus. Yes, indeed, we are. Praise the Lamb of God. I love all of you today. Praise God. I love you all, one by one, individually and collectively. Praise the Lamb. I love you all down in the bayou. I love the bayou. Boy, let me tell you something. I say across in Virginia, and Cross is down in the bayou. I want some gumbo. I got to get down there and give me some of that gumbo. My God. Pastor Pierce takes me down to that. I forget the name of that place. I love to go. Hallelujah. And they have that gum. Oh, my goodness. You have to go. It's a restaurant. You go in, and it's a big lobby. And then you can go upstairs or you can stay downstairs. Oh, my God. I forget the name of that restaurant he takes us to. Every time we go, they got the best bread. Oh, my goodness. You're talking about good. Woo! Pastor Pierce take me every time I come. And then there's another restaurant. It's a chain, and they have these appetizer chicken wings that's off the chain. I almost called the name. It's a man's name. It starts with a C. What is it there? What is it?
Is it here in Louisiana?
Yes.
Is it in New Orleans? You remember?
Yes, it's in New Orleans. It's in Baton Rouge. It's in Homer.
Is it Copeland?
Copeland.
That's it?
That's him? I told you, start with a C. It's Copeland. Boy, they got some chicken. Ooh, my goodness gracious. And some bread in there. And I think it's some broccoli something I eat when I go there. Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, yes.
Definitely go eat there when you come this week.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. See, y'all know I know them good places. My goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Good food down in the South. You can't go wrong eating in the South too much. No way. Hallelujah. It's most everything down there is yummy to you. Hallelujah. And I got to give me some chess pies. Now, you people don't know nothing about chess pies. But chess are popular in the South. They good. Do you know what that is, Sandra?
I haven't heard that name in, years.
And he wondered why he
did. Do you know what a chastai is?
I forgot all about it.
I don't know what a chastai is, but I'm just sitting here going, and he wondered why he gaining weight, because you're always eating.
Well, I eat the good of the land, though. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. You know what,
Hallelujah.
Prophet,
the Lord is good.
With your daughter, Pastor Gail, while she's down there, and tell her to bring you back a chest pie, because she's going to Mississippi.
Oh. You
yeah,
can get
you know
them in Kentucky.
No
oh, yeah, tell
I'll bring two. I bet you
y'all
Pastor
really
Gail
get a bigger size fruit.
Let me get to Chetuan. That's all I got to do.
Yes, thank you,
Let me get to my granddaughter and you see what happens.
Because you already got to get a bigger size suit. You don't need nothing. You need to be able to diet.
Mm-hmm. I bet you the Lord will provide a bigger one if I need it. I bet you that. I bet you that. I ain't never been naked. He always provides. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my... Hey, you ain't skinny yourself there, Bertha.
Hey, baby, get back. And you know, all men don't like no skinny women.
That shuts you down. It ain't all back, neither. Better go look in that mirror again.
All men don't like skinny women.
Oh, girl, shut up. Hallelujah.
Nice and
up. Be quiet, be quiet.
Yeah,
my God, people of God, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to have fun. Praise God,
yes,
hallelujah. Don't be too religious. Laugh. Hello, somebody. Praise God.
That's why God gave you laughing things to laugh.
Yeah, you laugh.
Laughter does good like a medicine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's just like medicine. Thank God for laughter. And we know the prophetic is. His ministry, but at the same time, God wants us to enjoy ourselves. He just wants us to do it soberly, praise the Lamb of God, and not get too carried away with it until it becomes foolishness.
That's right.
I really, really, really love each of you today. Have a blessed weekend, people of God. We are going to just play some music and get on out of here. I am ready to get in here and get in this word, praise the Lamb of God, so I can preach the roof off this Sunday. I feel like preaching.
Oh, my goodness. So you got to get plenty of rest.
Down inside of me. Praise the Lamb of God rising up inside of me. Praise God. I love you all. I bless you all. Oh, my goodness, do I love you today. You are, praise the Lamb of God, dear to the prophet's heart. I want you to know that. I want you to know that. I love each of you. I'll talk to you all on Tuesday. Be blessed.
Yeah, we love you more.
Amen.
Have a good weekend.
Love you all.
Your